This is episode 6 of Entrepreneurs in the Trenches. Today we talk about being organized. Who are we? We are two entrepreneurs who have started multiple businesses from scratch. We've been in the trenches and we are currently reporting from the trenches of entrepreneurship. Both of us have spent countless hours researching, learning, failing, lots of trial and error, and succeeding. People ask us all the time, why did we start this podcast? Well, we started this podcast so we can share what we've learned and to share the journey of what we're working on currently. We realize there's a lot of podcasts out there that are great and have amazing content, but don't really focus on the rough and tumble of being an entrepreneur. We're here to get raw and get real. We'll be discussing with you the foundations of being an entrepreneur, and we're going to share some amazing takeaways and action steps to get yourself moving. So, Nancy, what would you like to do to kick off today's topic of being organized?
Well, as usual, I would love to kick it off with a quote. So this one, is just really great because it just talks about, you doing the right things. So the way you do one thing is the way that you do everything. So I love that quote so much because it just speaks to, you know, everything that you do, you should do with intention, and you should make sure that you're focused and, you know, really stay on track. And, you know, if you're like that in one area of your life, you're usually like that in other areas of your life. So what better thing to be than to be organized?
Yeah, I mean, you can say the same thing for anything. I tell people all the time, if you live yourself, like if you live your life in chaos, if you live your life in stress and anxiety, your business will be in chaos and you will do your business with anxiety and stress. So it's something that I always come back to, and we hear it a lot. And, you know, a lot of the same information is regurgitated, but in different ways. But it's such an amazing quote because it's so, so true. So what we're going to do this episode is, in any entrepreneurial endeavor, organization always comes up. It's something that really holds true with whatever you're doing. So what we wanted to do is Nancy and I sat down and we kind of brainstormed and brain dumped 5 questions that either were asked to us or we asked other people when we were getting started in whatever we were working on and working towards. So what we're going to do is we're going to go through these 5 questions. We're going to obviously state the question and Nancy's going to give her answer and my answer, so you can hear there are multiple things and multiple ways of pulling things out, and you guys can take this information and apply it to your businesses right away. So question number 1, Nancy, what is the importance to you of being organized? Why should I be organized?
Yes. So the most important thing about being organized is, as an entrepreneur, you're going to be thrown so many outside elements, life, losing focus, burnout, brain noise, roller coasters, failures, setbacks, all kinds of things that are going to throw you off your journey, And the importance of being organized is, if you have a routine and a system in place, no matter what life throws your way, if you have something in place, it's going to be so much easier to get you back there. So really, the importance of being organized is to keep those tracks down, so when your train might slide off just a little bit, or there's a bump in the road or something like that, it's going to be easy for you to get back on track.
For me, the importance of being organized is it creates peace and calmness in your business. So for me, like for many of the few months and even years that I started my entrepreneurial endeavor, it was done with such tenacity that I kind of lost focus because I wasn't organized. I didn't ever write anything down. I was forgetting phone calls. I was missing appointments. And I was actually creating more stress and anxiety for myself. So for me, why I feel organization is so key is that it allows you to take the stress and anxiety down and puts you into such a direction where you're focused, you're attentive to your day, and it creates more peace in what you're looking to do.
All right, now for question number two. So Scott, what's the number one tip you can give someone on getting started when becoming organized?
So that's a big question because everyone obviously has something different that helped them. So what helped me most, the number one tip I can give anyone, if you're an entrepreneur, you have a business that you're looking to really, really progress with, as old school as this is and how this was hard for me to kind of step back and do, is get a old-fashioned day timer. You know, everyone's used to putting things on their Google Calendar, putting things on, you know, their tablet or whatever it is. I'm a visual person and I'm telling you, getting a regular day timer, putting pen to paper, having a scheduler 15-minute block so you can organize your day so you can see exactly what you're doing. And you can still set reminders on your phone, but having that day timer with you where you can write it out visually and see it, that is my number one tip I would give anyone that's really looking to get very, very organized.
Excellent. So love that tip. And I actually ordered my planner, which what type of planner do you recommend?
I mean, there's a couple of different ones. The one that I use, this I believe is Blue Sky. You can just go to bluesky.com. It's a great organizer for me. The reason why I chose this one is that it's 12-hour days, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. And you can obviously fill in other times from there, or 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. But it's in 15-minute blocks. So I love it because you have four slots each hour, and that's best for me.
Excellent. Yeah, and that's the advice that I was going to give is, you know, actually sit down and map out your week. You know, what is it you're currently focusing on? So let's say you're working on, you know, in my case, I had started working on my residential cleaning business. So as I was starting that, I really had to step back and look at what I was focusing on each day, and what time I was putting into what each, you know, different parts of the business. So for example, I made a little routine that from 9 o'clock to 11 o'clock, I specifically focused on the schedule, answering any, team member issues or anything that arose that we needed to move around. And then from 12 o'clock to 1 o'clock, I would go on lunch. And then 1 o'clock all the way up until 3 o'clock, I would focus on marketing activities, you know, again, the upcoming week schedule. And I would focus on other things from that aspect for the business. So that's kind of how I broke up my day in the very beginning. And in a little bit, we're going to talk about, you know, when you have multiple focuses. But I think it's so incredibly important, and that, again, is my tip, is to really give yourself a routine each day. You know, if you're going to commit to multiple projects, you know, break your days up in. So maybe it's from, you know, 6 a.m. to 7 a.m., you go to the gym, you work out, you have breakfast. And then from 8 a.m. to 9, you get ready for the day, you know, shower, get cleaned up, read an audiobook or something like that. And then from, you know, 9 o'clock to 11 o'clock, you focus on, you know, your first project. And then maybe from 11 o'clock to 1 o'clock, it's your second project. And then from 1 to 4 or 5, you know, you focus on something else. So I think it's so incredibly important to create a consistent routine for yourself. Because again, as an entrepreneur, it gets very, very hard because you have so many things that are going to be thrown your way.
Yeah. And the reason why we wanted to give tips from both sides is because everyone has a different point of view on what helped them. Because again, just like anything, organization means something different for each person. So, you know, take these tips, do what's best for you, or, you know, in all honesty, take both of our points of views, apply both, and see how much your business changes. So question three is, it's a general question, but this is what we hear sometimes. I have so many ideas. You know, the entrepreneurial brain is much like a squirrel brain. We always our shooting ideas, a new idea comes, we want to start working on this, we want to write a book, we want to do a blog, we want to do a podcast, we want to start a business. So you have so many ideas going on in your head. What do I actually focus on?
So that's a good one for me. And I think it's a good one, again, for so many entrepreneurs out there who have that creative, wonderful, magical brain that we have, where we think of a million different ideas. You know, every day you're thinking, what can I do to solve this, or what can I do to fix this? And I found myself getting so burnt out mentally because I had so many ideas that I knew could be successful. And I got overwhelmed and I couldn't do any of them just because I basically burnt myself out and I wasn't sure what to focus on. So what I have heard from many leaders and, you know, coaches, and I actually just reached out to a friend last week and it kind of reminded me, but whenever you have so many ideas, you really need to stay efficient and you should have a max of 3 things that you should focus on. And you want to put your time and energy into the 3 things that are going to bring you the most money, you know, in pretty much the quickest manner. So what are the 3 things that are going to have the highest return on your time? That's the biggest thing that you want to focus on. Now, again, as an entrepreneur, I understand that we have so many amazing ideas. So what can you do in the meantime when your brain is giving you all this gold? I recommend to everyone, and I also got this from a, you know, wonderful tip from a friend, is go out and buy a project book. You know, it could be something like a Moleskine notebook, something fairly small. And what you're going to do is tab off every 5 pages. Okay. And you can tab off with a piece of scotch tape if you wanted to. It's just something to kind of keep it separated. And you can get up to, I think in some cases you can get up to like 20 tabs or more. And what you're going to do is on every page with that tab, you can actually write project and then you can write action items. And each of those pages or on those tabs, what you can do is just do a brain dump. So maybe you've always wanted to write children's books. Maybe put a little note on there and jot some notes down for a couple kids' books that you've always wanted to do. Maybe you've wanted to start, doing career coaching. So write down a couple ideas around, a potential career coaching program that you had. So on and so forth. But it basically lets you have that satisfaction of getting it out of your brain. And you know you're not going to forget about it because it's now in your awesome brain dump project book. So how about you, Scott?
Well, for me, there's always different ways to answer different things. But for me, it's something I actually told Nancy. And that was to focus, she had so many great ideas at one time. And I said, let's take a step back. Let's write out all of the current businesses that you have going on right now. And then on the other side of the piece of paper, let's write the ideas of the businesses that you want to create. So I had her, and this is something I did with the multiple businesses that I had. And this is along the same lines of what Nancy said. I said, okay, you have your businesses here. What is each business bringing in monetarily a month? And she wrote them down. And I said, how much money are the ideas that you haven't even come up with yet for your business? How much are they bringing in? And obviously the answer was nothing. So what I have found, and this happened to me, is that I actually would get ahead of myself before something was actually stabilized. One of the biggest things that I could recommend for people is outsourcing as much as possible. So when you have a business that obviously requires you, you really can't outsource yourself because you have to be the mainstay. But in a business where it's run automatedly or it's run internet-based where you can have someone kind of help you with the work, I would absolutely outsource whatever you can, whether it's an intern, whether it's someone very cheaply per hour to help you out. But you always want to focus on the things that are producing income first. So they can allow you to then focus on the ideas that you have that will produce income later. Most people take their focus off of their goal and the things that are actually working, and they start working on other things. So they actually start to see regression in some of their other businesses.
Yeah, and we talk about it so often. As an entrepreneur, it's so important to be efficient and to focus on a few things so that you get the biggest success. When you start focusing your attention on many, many different things, which is so incredibly easy, that's a killer. You know, that's whenever you really get yourself backed up against a wall and you get overwhelmed. So again, focus on just a few things and the things that make the most sense. All right, Scott. So the fourth question is, what do you do when you hit a roadblock and you're completely overwhelmed?
Well, it's changed over the years. In the beginning, I would actually call someone and just vent if I was frustrated about something. I think that's something normal that you do in any kind of business. You just call and say, hey, I need to talk. I need to get this out. Now, because when you get in these productive modes where you're just going all day long, there's two things you can do. There's something that I heard very early on by Robin Sharma, and he said it was called the 90-90-90 method, where you go, you know, very, very hard, straight through, uninterrupted work for 90 minutes, and then you take a 90-minute break to reset yourself, whether it's going for the walk, going to the gym, grabbing some coffee, being with yourself, reading, meditating, whatever it is, and then 90 minutes of furious work again, and you kind of go back and forth until your day is done. That's one way to do it. For me, most recently, what really helps is, we can post this in the link of the podcast, but I do these afternoon meditation resets. They're guided. It's an awesome reset. It's 22 minutes. It puts you into a very, very light meditative state, but it puts you into a meditative state where you're refreshed, you're refocused, you're re-energized. And sometimes when you do hit that roadblock or that bump in the road, you just got to walk away. You know, you're instead of banging your head against the wall, just close the laptop, close your appointment book, stop what you're doing, go take a walk, go grab a workout, do whatever you have to do. For me, it's the afternoon meditation resets, and then come back to what you're looking to do. So don't try to force creativeness if you're in that roadblock. Creation comes when you're at, you know, relaxed, when you're at peace. You don't want to force any of this.
Yeah, and I completely agree with what Scott said. I mean, meditation sometimes, I mean, I've done the same thing, that little 20-minute reset, which you can just check it out on YouTube. Just look for 20-minute afternoon reset or recharge, and that can help you bounce back a little bit. But I've had many days where I've just hit that block and I just cannot push forward. And what you got to do is take care of yourself. You know, that's your body, your mind, your brain, everything kind of telling you, look, I need a break. So, you know, just give yourself that time. Sometimes I even plug in to some music or even another podcast or something like that, just to give myself a little more inspiration and, you know, make me feel a little more recharged. All right, now it is time for the fifth and final question. So we're going to give you two little clues of a few things that can help you with your organization. All right, so for the fifth and final question, it is, what are the best books that you recommend to help with organization?
So for me, I've actually talked about this book before. It's one of my favorites. It's one of the ones that I read very, very early on. People might say it has nothing to do with organization, but it actually does. And it's Darren Hardy's The Compound Effect. And this goes for life, for relationships, friends, family, business, whatever. And it talks about the small daily actions lead to the greatest advances in everything that you're doing. So doing little things each day compounded over time, just like compounded interest. You invest every single day, you're going to get a great return at the end. So for anyone that's looking to get started, or even if you are already in the midst of your entrepreneurial journey and you haven't read this book, please do. The Compound Effect by Darren Hardy. Nancy, what's yours?
Awesome, Scott. So mine is Organize Your Life by Susan Sly. It's a great book. Just when you start reading, it's really cool because she breaks down, people into different characters, and it's how you are in your life, and it gives you a couple different scenarios, and it's really, really cool because you get to kind of choose who you are, and the whole journey throughout the book, it kind of takes you through different ways that you can really start to organize your life, and she breaks it down in very manageable 5-minute chunks. Just found the book to be very, very useful. Definitely recommend checking it out.
So again, the two recommendations we have, Darren Hardy's The Compound Effect and Susan Sly's Organize Your Life. So on behalf of Nancy and myself, everyone, we hope you enjoyed this episode of Entrepreneurs in the Trenches. And remember, stay fearless, stay focused, and stay in the trenches. We'll see you next time.
Have a great day.